Bulimia nervosa. Symptoms and causes. Bulimia nervosa is a complex eating disorder which is characterized by binging and purging food. If you have been living with bulimia, you have probably felt alone and locked in your own world of struggles and challenges. Whilst recovery can be a slow process, requiring ongoing care and therapy, LEAF Complex Care can support you through the mental health journey, ensuring to give you emotional support and the best possible personalized care. What is bulimia nervosa? Bulimia nervosa, commonly known as bulimia, describes a type of eating disorder. People with bulimia nervosa tend to eat large amounts of food in a short time, called binging, immediately followed by purging processes like induced vomiting, taking laxatives, fasting, or excessive exercise habits. Bulimia nervosa is a mental health challenge that can significantly impact a person's physical health and overall well-being when unrecognized or left untreated. People with bulimia nervosa often have low self-esteem about their physical appearance and body shape. This state of mind is frequently accompanied by an intense fear of gaining weight and an unhealthy obsession with weight loss. After binge eating, individuals purge to avoid gaining weight and to feel a sense of control. People can overcome bulimia nervosa with the proper emotional support and care and live a fulfilling and rewarding life again. What causes bulimia? A wide range of factors can contribute to developing an eating disorder. Bulimia nervosa can affect people of any age and gender. However, the most vulnerable people seem to be the groups of young teenagers who are building and developing their self-image. Experts suggest the following risk factors as the possible cause of bulimia, including mental health challenges running in families having low self-esteem, severe stress or childhood trauma, anxiety, depression, frequent dieting and rigorous diet regimes, substance misuse. It's important to highlight that not all people with bulimia nervosa will experience the same or all of the above-mentioned symptoms. In addition, the latest trends in physical appearance make people create unrealistic body images that can negatively affect a person's mental health and physical well-being. Symptoms of bulimia. The symptoms of bulimia may vary from person to person. The first sign usually starts with creating a negative self-image that typically appears to go worse if unnoticed. In contrast to other eating disorders, like anorexia nervosa, people with bulimia may not experience drastic weight loss, so noticing symptoms can be more challenging. Common symptoms of bulimia nervosa include avoiding social events, particularly where food is served, episodes of binge eating or binge eating in secret, obsessive thoughts about body size and shape, excessive exercise after having a meal, lack of control while having a meal, taking laxatives or other supplements that promote weight loss, frequent self-induced vomiting after meals, fasting, feelings of guilt and shame after eating. Bulimia nervosa often comes with different physical symptoms, such as swollen salivary glands, dehydration, esophageal damage or irritation, gum or tooth disease, heartburn and indigestion, bloating, weakness and nausea, frequent weight shifts, dry skin and brittle nails, absent menstrual periods. How is bulimia diagnosed? To be diagnosed with bulimia nervosa, a person needs to show some behavioral and physical characteristics that may indicate an eating disorder. There are several behaviors that may help with diagnosing bulimia nervosa, including recurring episodes of binge eating, excessive fear of weight gain, actions and behaviors are taken to prevent weight gain, such as self-induced vomiting, fasting, purging, or excessive exercise. Bulimia nervosa is diagnosed by a medical professional who will conduct thorough physical exams and blood tests to exclude other possible conditions that may cause similar symptoms. The crucial element in diagnosing bulimia nervosa is a correct psychological evaluation that will include a person's eating habits and self-perception. It's important to understand that bulimia nervosa may have serious or even life-threatening consequences to an individual's life. Therefore, instead of prejudices and stigma, people should provide emotional support and understanding to everyone dealing with a mental health challenge, including an eating disorder. Bulimia in girls. Whilst an eating disorder such as bulimia nervosa can develop in people of any age and gender, studies show that females are more susceptible to bulimia than men. Bulimia nervosa mainly occurs in teen girls and younger women between 15 and 19 years old and girls in their early 20s. The higher prevalence of bulimia in women is generally caused by the unrealistic beauty standards raised by society and social media. Similarly, girls often tend to develop a negative image of their physical appearance and body shape in the periods of transition from childhood to young adulthood, known as puberty. In this process of developing self-awareness and self-perception, many girls often have a distorted self-image that might lead to different mental health issues, including eating disorders. How is bulimia treated? The treatment of bulimia nervosa includes a set of approaches that embrace the mental and physical health of the individual. In all cases, promoting acceptance and emotional support by family and friends is crucial for the person to overcome this mental health challenge. The best practices for treating bulimia include psychotherapy, medications, care at home, and nutritional therapy. Psychotherapy has shown many successful results in treating bulimia and related eating disorders. People with bulimia can benefit from the following: cognitive behavioral therapy, family counseling, interpersonal psychotherapy, group talk. However, psychotherapy often requires a combination of other treatments to achieve the most favorable outcomes. Medications. In some cases, medical experts may prescribe specific medications that can relieve the symptoms of anxiety, depression, and obsessive-compulsive behaviors related to bulimia nervosa and similar eating disorders. The necessity and type of medication are strictly prescribed and monitored by a professional healthcare practitioner. Home care. Bespoke care at home has also shown impressive results in treating the symptoms of bulimia nervosa and other related eating disorders. In many cases, when parents or family members are not able to provide 24-hour care to a person with bulimia, they find professional home carers to support and care for their loved ones. Professional support at home provides monitoring, meal planning, safety, and emotional encouragement to people with bulimia and similar eating disorders. Nutritional therapy. People with bulimia nervosa or a similar eating disorder can have a range of benefits from nutritional therapy. This program is based on an individual holistic approach to nutrition and eating habits that can significantly improve people's physical and mental health and overall functioning. Complications from bulimia. When left untreated, bulimia nervosa can cause a number of serious health consequences to people's health, including tooth decay and erosion of the enamel due to the increased amounts of stomach acid in the mouth, susceptibility to gum infections, dental cavities and tooth sensitivity to cold or hot stomach ulcers or ruptures of the stomach or esophagus, gastroparesis, slower digestion in the stomach than usual, disrupted bowel habits, nutrient deficiency and electrolyte imbalance, irregular heartbeat, reduced voluntary and instinctive functions, anxiety, depression. Therefore, early intervention and proper care are of vital importance for people with bulimia nervosa or other eating disorders. Can bulimia cause cancer? The most severe cases of bulimia are linked to an increased risk of developing esophageal cancer. Self-induced vomiting is harmful to the throat and stomach as well. Long-term effects of bulimia. All eating disorders may lead to long-term side effects on people's physical and emotional well-being. The most common long-term effects of bulimia nervosa, if left untreated, include damaged salivary glands, tooth and gum disease, low bone density, osteoporosis or osteopenia, cardiovascular health issues, gastrointestinal health issues, kidney damage, fertility issues, increased risk of diabetes. Fortunately, if people with bulimia seek help on time, they can successfully overcome this mental health challenge. The right support, at the right time and from the right people, can make the journey to recovery less challenging and increase the chances for the best outcome possible. Living with bulimia and support. Living with bulimia can be challenging for the person and their family. The first obstacle people with eating disorder face are stigma and feelings of shame and guilt. Similarly, they often face boundaries and a lack of societal understanding, making the experience even more challenging. Therefore, raising awareness about mental health and emotional well-being is vital for a healthy social environment and respecting people's human rights. In our years-long experience in supporting people with eating disorders, we have achieved a number of positive outcomes and created many success stories for people with complex care needs. Our person-centered and humanized approach provided by professional support workers has made people smile and happy again. How LEAF Complex Care supports people struggling with bulimia. At Leaf Complex Care, we do things differently. Our professional support workers entail devotion, compassion, and a personalized approach to our expert positive behavior support, PBS plans. We understand and embrace people's differences and challenges and help people believe that with goodwill, everything is possible. Our team is dedicated to fostering a person's strengths and skills to promote an independent and rewarding life in the community. From 24-hour care at home to short-term and hourly shifts, we are here to help you with personal care, preparing meals and household chores, and instilling hope and a positive vision about life. Contact us now if you or your loved one need tailored, complex care designed to your unique desire and preferences. We provide CQC-regulated care in Bristol, Exeter, Slough, Somerset and the Midlands. Read more about other topics. Blog Home Carer. Duties and Responsibilities. A home carer provides professional assistance in the comfort of your home, tailored to your individual needs, in the most caring and respectful manner. Domiciliary care workers promote comprehensive health. Read more. Blog Is Asperger's Syndrome a Learning Disability? Asperger's Syndrome is a neurological difference discovered from childhood that affects the potential to associate and communicate properly with people. It is categorized as an ailment under the autism scope. Read more. Blog Autism and Relationships. Relationships can be confusing and complex for everyone. However, developing relationships as an autistic person can also come with a learning curve. There are still many misconceptions about autism today. Read more.